from KRCB Public Radio. It's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California Governor Jerry Brown may have succeeded in clearing one rival tax measure off the November ballot, but as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, backers of two other tax initiatives say they aren't going away.
As soon as Brown announced a compromise with backers of the millionaire's tax, all eyes turned to Molly Munger. She's the wealthy civil rights advocate, self-funding an education tax measure, and she quickly made a statement, a $1.5 million donation. The California State PTA supports Munger's initiative. President Carol Kosovar says the governor's deal doesn't change a thing.
We need to have an initiative that really reflects the values of our voters, and one of the things that they're telling us is they want a high-quality education, and that's what this initiative does.
The campaign for another lower-profile initiative says it's moving ahead, too. It would net the state $1 billion by closing a corporate tax loophole known as the single sales factor and split it between energy efficiency projects and the state's general fund. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Meanwhile, conservatives and anti-tax groups in California are gearing up to fight Governor Brown as he and a coalition of unions and community groups announced a compromise initiative a few days ago. That plan includes a quarter-cent sales tax increase lasting 4 years and a 7-year income tax increase on the wealthiest Californians. John Kupal with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association says the compromise took him by surprise, but he calls it a deal, quote, between the left and the ultra-left.
How do you characterize this as anything other than just a massive tax increase for the state of California at a time when economic recovery should be everyone's first priority?
Kupal says he's confident voters will reject any and all taxes that make their way to the November ballots. Find other state and local stories at northbayvoice.org. That's the California Update from KRCB Public Radio. Thanks for listening. I'm Mark Prell.